The Department of Natural Resources has issued a very high fire danger warning for Polk, Burnett, Washburn, Douglas, Bayfield, Ashland, and Iron counties, and a high fire danger warning for the remainder of the northwest part of the state. But the fire danger is compounded in Burnett, Washburn, and Douglas counties by around 100,000 acres of downed trees from a July windstorm. Bob Hartshorn is a forestry supervisor for the DNR. He says the blowdown areas are spread out a bit, but if one catches fire, they'll have their hands full.
The more fuel that's on the ground is going to generate much more of fire intensity, and then coupled with the fact that it's going to be harder for us to get around.
Hartshorn says the DNR's standard firefighting bulldozers can't get through the twisted timber, so they've contracted larger and heavier bulldozers just in case. Normally, the larger dozers follow the DNR's equipment to build access roads and fire breaks, but in a blowdown scenario, the privately owned bulldozers would take the lead.
It puts the person that's out in front more in harm's way, and we've got quite a bit of training to do with certainly our private contractors that we rely on to do this kind of thing.
While Hartshorn says the DNR is wary of fires in the blowdown areas this fall, they're much more worried about the spring. He says the DNR plans to have up to 4 fire suppression planes and 1 helicopter on standby in the northwest. That's more than double their normal resources. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.